As a resident of New York, Richard Lowry is used to being a lonely Republican in a city of Democrats. Lowry is the editor of the conservative National Review magazine. This week is different, as thousands of kindred conservative spirits have descended on Manhattan for the Republican National Convention.
Every other day, a nice young person approaches me on the streets of New York and asks, "Would you like to help beat President Bush?" No thanks, I always say. I'm sure they think I'm just in a rush, or I've probably signed up to help beat Bush already. Little do they know that, as editor of the conservative National Review, I spend days and nights arguing against beating President Bush, that beating him for me is not a goal. Sometimes I feel like I must be the only one in New York who doesn't think it is. For years, our offices were located directly above the headquarters of a rap recording studio. It was called Loud Records. We existed together in blissful incomprehension. They had never heard of William F. Buckley Jr., and we had never heard of Busta Rhymes. When I go home, I stand next to people reading the left-wing Nation magazine in the elevator. I am the leader of the building's conservatives. There are three of us. When we meet in the lobby and talk politics, we speak softly and look over our shoulders. I live off of Union Square. 70 years ago, Union Square was famous for left-wing political activity. Now, it is famous for left-wing political activity. On any given day, as the bongo drums play in the background, I can choose between listening to the guys ranting that Bush engineered 911 or getting information on the latest anti-war march. The only available activity that would entice me is adopting a cat from the abandoned pet people. But for all I know, they hate Bush too. After my book critical of President Clinton was published, I acquired the terrible habit of loitering in the local Barnes & Noble to see if I could witness someone making a purchase live in real time. One day, I saw someone pick the book up and browse in it for a long time. This might be it, I thought. This might be the one. Then he put it back on the shelf and said out loud, "That's expletive deleted." Alas, it's Al Franken's town. For a while, it seemed everyone in New York was reading his book about conservatives being liars. I was sitting next to a woman in jury duty one day, making pleasant conversation, and she pulled his book out of her bag. "There's a chapter about me in that book," I told her. She flipped to the chapter, read it, and never said a word to me again. For most people, the Republicans in this city this week are outrageous right-wing interlopers, or, at best, just plain nuisances. For me, they're much-needed reinforcements, if only for 1 week.
Richard Lowry is editor of the National Review. He lives in Manhattan. His book is called Legacy: Paying the Price for the Clinton Years.